Well, collectively, we have been extremely slow, if not negligent, in responding to the opioid crisis. And unlike the USA, most governments in Canada have no drug strategy with targets, timelines, and resources attached. It's almost as if there are no adults in charge at a time when we desperately need urgent leadership and collaboration, just as the U.S. Center for Disease Control, the White House, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and indeed many experts across Ontario have repeatedly recommended. We might see the odd isolated initiative or one level of government blaming another, but communities across Ontario know that reducing the harms will require collaborative efforts in prevention, in harm reduction, treatment, and enforcement justice systems. Communities across Ontario, indeed across Canada, are doing what they can, but really do remain desperate for senior level assistance and urgent collaboration. And there is a financial imperative to get busy. The taxpayer benefits when we avoid the costs associated with enforcement and justice systems, with emergency rooms and so on. These are very expensive systems, symptomatic of our failure to prevent and reduce the harms associated with substance use. And there remains a chronic lack of timely and evidence-based treatment options. You know, an Ontario judge said we never have to look for resources to incarcerate someone at $120,000 plus per person per year, but good luck finding a treatment option. And so we spend vast sums of public dollars to incarcerate with little chance of rehabilitation, dumping people out of that system exactly where they started. So from a taxpayer perspective, it makes no sense. And for families and others, the value of early intervention and treatment is absolutely priceless. Ontario spends more than $100 million each year to improve road safety. And there is nowhere near a proportional amount of policy and resource attention paid to overdose prevention and intervention, even though overdoses in Ontario overtook motor vehicle collision fatalities as a leading cause of death a decade ago.